Okay, next, as healthcare costs continue to rise, a lot of companies are looking for ways to help employees with healthcare. And some of the nation's largest employers now are offering more than insurance. They're adding on-site health clinics. Brad Linder reports.
When Jane Woodington has a cold or needs a prescription filled, she could take half a day off of work to visit her doctor in the Philadelphia suburbs, or she could come to her employer's health clinic. Woodington works at Cigna, a national health insurance provider based in Philadelphia.
I've also had my flu shot here. I've come in for various checkups. I had a skin rash that was bothering me a lot, and I came in and Vicki took a look at that. It was, you know, it's just really a very, very convenient, and gives you a little peace of mind when you're at work that if something happens, there's someone here that can assist you.
Cigna's health clinic offers most of the same services available in a doctor's office. Employees have access to everything from blood tests to physical therapy. Nurse practitioner Vicki Dixon runs the clinic. As she checked my blood pressure this morning, she explained some of the benefits of having a health clinic on site.
Convenience is a huge factor. You know, we can see a patient, an employee, in and out within about 15 minutes because we are right on site. There's very minimal waiting. So one of our goals is to keep our employees productive. It's a walk-in clinic. If we're backed up, employees can go back to their desk and we'll give them a call and they can come down and be seen in a very timely manner.
Dixon says Cigna saved more than $1.4 million last year in employee work time, and that's not counting savings associated with early detection of health problems and fewer insurance claims filed with outside doctors. A growing number of companies, including Pepsi, General Motors, and Toyota, are turning to in-house clinics like Cigna's. Helen Darling is president of the nonprofit National Business Group on Health. She says companies have operated on-site health centers in the past, but she says the practice has only become widespread in the past few years.
There were companies back in the 70s when corporations spent money on things like very fancy buildings and bought artwork and opened up sometimes on-site medical clinics as a convenience. But the movement today, it's relatively new. It's really only hit within the last 2 or 3 years.
Darling says healthcare costs are at least 30 times higher than in the 1970s, prompting a growing number of companies to offer health services on site. Not all companies have their own health staff. Many turn to companies like Pennsylvania-based CHD Meridian, which runs more than 200 health clinics for almost 100 different corporations. CEO Dixon Thayer says some locations are staffed by a nurse practitioner, while others have a family care physician.
We actually are even providing dental and vision care and so on. We will perform, you know, very minor surgeries, a stitch here or there. But you see, we're not there to replace the hospitals. We're not there to replace the specialists. We're actually there to help the employee get the best care they can.
Thayer says the companies with the most to gain from health clinics are those with 1,000 or more employees. But Thayer says smaller companies can benefit as well.
Every office building in Manhattan has over 1,000 employees. It just may not be with one employer. Or every office park in the suburbs. And so one of the areas that we continue to mine and explore is what we call coalitions, which if there are 2 or 3 employers that band together, they still get the same benefit.
Thayer says only a few of CHD Meridian's clients are coalitions, but the increasing demand for health clinics has helped CHD Meridian to be named the fastest growing company in the region. For Day to Day, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.